This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
'90s and more. It's 99.7 Max FM, 50 minute music hour on this Thursday. It is Friday Eve, as I like to say. Here's Stevie Nicks on Max FM.
Yeah.
Reedsburg's Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM.
My body and mind.
Maximum hits. 99.7 Max FM.
I want you to want me.
Thank you. material world.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, 50-minute music hour rolling on. The Bucks with a big night last night as they tipped off their season. Now seeing some of these gambling reports, some of a probe linked to the mafia with head coaches. What is that all about? Yikes. Messy. We'll get an update a little bit later on as we get ready for the ride home from ABC News, plus your weekend weather. What's it going to be? Are we going to get some good Halloween party weather maybe this weekend? Perhaps we'll find out. It's Max FM.
We'll handle the goofing off. 99.7 Max FM. Max FM.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, 50-minute music hour. We have a lot going on in this time of the year, don't we? With, you know, not only the holidays coming up, but just a couple of other things happening in the community. And today was a big day with the Purple Thursday donation drive. David Grant was out helping our friends with Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. Really appreciate all your donations and all of your support today with dropping off all those different items. They sincerely appreciate it. And if you're looking for other community events, things going on, you can always find them on our website. Just go to max.fm.
Big deals.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with Max FM Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale with Dave in the Morning, the perfect way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and save big this October with Max FM Big Deals.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Find the Kubota solutions that are right for your business at Yes Equipment in Madison or visit online at YesKubota.com.
This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM. I'm here with Nicole Gronsky from Bright Star Care with your BrightStar Care Minute. Nicole, what type of services does BrightStar Care offer?
We've been providing the highest standard of in-home care for over 20 years, focused on compassionate, personalized, and high-quality services for individuals and their families. We aim to go above and beyond to meet the unique needs of each client, offering a range of services from companionship to skilled nursing, and building on that legacy of providing high-quality in-home care. So when your loved one becomes injured, experiences a change in health, or you notice a difference in their ability to handle their daily activities, we can help you determine if they need assistance and whether that should be at home or in a residential care setting.
Important questions. Thank you, Nicole. This has been your BrightStar Care Minute with Nicole Gronsky. I'm David Grant. Visit BrightStarCare.com to learn more.
The Bucks lose Porter.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks won their opener last night, 133-120, against the Wizards at Fiserv Forum, but they lost guard Kevin Porter Jr., who went down at the end of the first quarter with a sprained left ankle after stepping on teammate Bobby Portis's foot. Doc Rivers asked if he saw what happened.
No, it didn't look good. I'll just say that, you know, so he's going to do an MRI tomorrow. We just got to hope for the best, but looking at it, it was a pretty bad sprain.
The NFL is named Micah Parsons, NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Parsons will be after Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers next on Sunday Night Football. Rodgers asked if playing the Pack is a revenge game for him.
I don't have any animosity toward the organization. Obviously, I wish that, you know, things have been better in our last year there, but, you know, I have a great relationship with a lot of people still in that organization. This is not a revenge game for me. I'm just excited to see some of those guys and be on Sunday Night Football again.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Connected to our community like no one else.
We are your hometown station.
99.7 Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Finishing up this workday with a little music from Mariah, one of the very best.
Egyptian.
Just go ahead now. If you like to tell that, baby, just go ahead now. Have you on to that?
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. The Wisconsin Book Festival kicked off today in Madison. It's the 24th annual Fall Celebration, and it is a free event to attend with all sorts of literature, all sorts of authors in the area. And depending on what your interests are, there's pretty much something for everybody. And we've got the highlights, some of the different sessions where you can listen to authors. It's really a wonderful event, and it runs through the weekend. You can find out more. Go to our website, max.fm.
Looking for a scary good time? Fireside Cabins in Baraboo is bringing the chills with haunted cabins and a haunted trail. Open October 25th, 31st, and November 1st from 5 to 9 p.m. The big party is Saturday, October 25th, with live music by Josh Elliott, delicious food from Any Street Grill, and a Halloween twist from Shrunk 3D Printing, because nothing says Halloween like printing yourself in miniature. Come for the scares and stay for the fun. Get details at FiresideCabinsWI.com.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Photos show that the east wing of the White House has been completely demolished as part of President Trump's plan to build a new ballroom. The White House says the president and private donors are paying for that $300 million project. Responding to more questions about it, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said,
"The president has been incredibly transparent. I would reject any notion otherwise when it comes to this ballroom project. It's something he personally has obviously taken an interest into."
President Trump said he is not sending federal troops to San Francisco this weekend after speaking with the city's mayor. Plaintiffs suing the federal government over ICE agents in Chicago allege that Customs and Border Protection agents used chemical agents, violating a temporary restraining order that blocks their use without justification. There's been no comment from the government. And the NBA says Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat player Terry Rozier are on leave. They were arrested as part of an illegal gambling sting today. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A hearing between lawmakers and State Department of Public Instruction staff following a Capital Times report into how DPI handles investigations into alleged sexual misconduct and grooming at times grew heated at the state capitol on Thursday. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is encouraging you to continue to protect against mosquito bites. That's after the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection reported a horse in Marathon County tested positive for Eastern Equine Encephalitis Virus, a rare but serious disease. The FBI arrests 22 in a series of southeast Wisconsin raids. The agency announcing Wednesday 24 search warrants were carried out in Racine and Milwaukee counties, part of a widespread gang investigation. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and frosty tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Freeze warning issued. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, a little warmer, a high right around 50. A continued warming trend this weekend, highs climb through the 50s, maybe a slight rain chance. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 47 degrees.
I get up in the evening, and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired, Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know you cares. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark. You sit around getting older. There's a joke here somewhere and it's on me. I shake this world off my shoulders. Come on, baby, the laugh's on me. Stay on the streets of this town, and they'll be carving you up all right. You say you gotta stay hungry. Hey, baby, I'm just a fast starting tonight. I'm dying for some action. I'm sick of sitting around here trying to write this book. I need a little reaction.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and